This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. More and more consumers are trying to shop sustainably, and companies are happy to market their products as such. But it can be hard to compare how environmentally friendly, say, different food and drink products are when you look at the packaging. Here in the U.S., there are at least 65 different eco-labels promising to guarantee some element of sustainability. But in Europe, there are hundreds. Consumers are increasingly asking how sustainable the produce they're buying is, so the European Union is trying to find a simpler grading system. The BBC's Leanna Byrne reports.
On an Irish clifftop, looking out at the North Atlantic Sea, sits an award-winning restaurant, Smuggler's Creek, where head chef Declan Smith prides himself on the fresh and sustainable produce on the menu. So he wants food to be clearly labelled.
Just keep it simple. Make it non-dependent on language, numerical or colourful.
He says standardising the labelling of produce across the European Union would help his staff.
It would be consistent for them to see, and also it would help in scoring recipes in general.
Some eco-labels are reputable, others are simply used to boost sales. An official European Union report found 40% of green claims made by companies were completely unsubstantiated. Emma Calvert, a senior food policy officer at the European Consumer Organisation in Brussels, says many labels are scientifically inaccurate.
They're usually underpinned by dubious carbon offsetting measures, and they can really mislead consumers into the actual environmental impact that the food purchases and consumptions that they make are having on the environment.
Now, the EU's trying to clear up the labelling confusion, but there's disagreement between the 27 member countries about how to do it. Eric Gao is from IFOAM Europe, an organisation that represents organic food and farming operators. He says there needs to be an open debate about eco-scoring, assessing the carbon footprint, as some current approaches can be misleading.
It gives good scores to fruit and vegetables and bad scores to meat products, but it doesn't make any difference between, let's say, an organic apple or an apple treated with 30 different toxic pesticides.
Some European companies are developing their own eco-scoring systems for food. One is Belgium's biggest grocery store, Colruyt. Virla Popper, the chain's sustainability strategist, says they stock local produce where possible, but that doesn't mean it has a lower eco score.
And I think that is something that is perhaps a bit difficult to understand for consumers, that packaging and transport do not always have such a big impact compared to the farming phase, but also to the end-use phase.
At Wageningen University in the Netherlands, Dr. Koen Boner has carried out research for the EU on the best approach. He suggests
an overall figure, taking all the different impacts into account, so greenhouse gas emission, water use, pollution, all those things integrated into one score.
He says the eco score should be colour-coded and rated A to E, so consumers can immediately see if a product is sustainable or not. Emma Calvert from the European Consumer Organisation says making it similar to nutrition labels will help people to understand.
You can see how much of each key ingredient is actually in the product. That transparency element is really missing for sustainability labels because it's not very easy for consumers, obviously, to first of all understand the different impacts of the food that they buy, but also to then be able to check that information. It's very difficult.
She says until there's a harmonised eco-label for food across the European Union, shoppers won't truly know what they're buying. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.